Es hat sich nicht verbrochen, ich habe es geschlagen, wenn wir heute sagen, dass Sukkah darf nun. Die Mishnah sagt, ich mache Seo Bechol Bechol. Fact number, why is it essential that a Klisharis is not used to prevent the water from having a problem of Lina? Even in a Klisharis, the water would not become Kaddish and therefore wouldn't lead to a problem of Lina if one did not have in mind for the water to become Kaddish or if more than the amount needed was drawn. Why couldn't he use a Klisharis and either not have in mind for the water to become Kaddish or draw more than the necessary 3 Lugan? So as the Iri said, the Tana of the Mishnah holds that there is no maximum to the amount of water that may be used, and he also holds that things in a Klisharis become Kaddish even without intent. Therefore, there would be a Lina problem. Chizkiyah answered, really the water would not become Kaddish without intent. However, there's a gzeira that the people watching may think that there was intent, and will therefore, even though incorrectly, conclude that Lina does not apply to the water. Rabbi Yane, the name of Rabbi Zeira, said, there's a gzeira that people will think that this water was placed in the pitcher for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to wash his hands and feet. For that, there's no maximum. And clearly, there was intent if it was placed in the pitcher for him. Therefore, people will say that this water to be used for the offering must not be subject to Lina, because if it was, it would be possible due to Lina. Mishnah said, Nishpecha oi nisgalsa v'chulo. Why is the wine usher if it's left uncovered? Why can't it be strained to remove any venom that may have been put in by the snake? Should we say that the Mishnah follows from the Chemi, who says that a strainer is effective in removing snake's venom from the strained wine? So maybe, should we say that the Mishnah doesn't follow the Rabbi Nechemya, because he says that it is effective, but the fact that we're saying that you can't use it, we must be that we don't hold it from the Nechemya. And for the Mar, Rabbi Nechemya only said that the strainer is effective in making the wine fit for human consumption. He would agree that it would still be considered inferior and therefore unfit to be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hadnalach Perek Lulov V'Arava. Perek HaChalil Perek Chamishi. Zok the Mishnah v'siyata d'shmaya. The flute is played either for 5 days or 6 days of Sukkot. This is referring to the flute played at the base of Sha'eva, at the time of the drawing of the water, not the flute played for the Kabbanas. This flute playing does not override Shabbos or Yom Tov. Therefore, when the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, it will be played for the remaining 6 days of Yom Tov. And if the first day is not Shabbos, it will not be played for the first day or Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Zok the Gemara, Yehuda and Reina had different versions of our Mishnah. One had a version that said Shoyeva, one had a version that said Chashuva. Mazutu said each version is correct. The Shoyeva version is based on the pasuk of Ushavta Mayim B'Sos. And the Chashuva version is based on the fact that this was considered to be a very important mitzvah. Zok the Gemara, Braisa says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, playing the flute overrides Shabbos. The Chum say, it does not override Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef said, Machlekes was regarding flute playing with the bringing of a carbon at certain times. Rabbi Yosef holds that the flute is an essential part of the singing requirement of the carbon, and therefore overrides Shabbos, just like other aspects of the Avodah. The Rabbanon hold that only the singing is essential, and therefore the flute playing does not override Shabbos. However, with regard to the flute playing with the drawing of the water, all agree that it's done to increase the joy, and therefore it does not override Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef brings a proof that they argue about whether the playing of the flute is an essential part of the carbon. There's machlekes in a braisa where Rebbe says that a klisharis cannot be made from wood, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says it may be made from wood. The machlekes must be that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that the flute is essential for the carbon and it therefore has the status of a klisharis. Yet we find that Moshe Rabbeinu's flute was made of wood. We can learn from this that a klisharis may be made of wood. Rebbe must hold that flute playing is not essential, and the flute therefore does not have the status of a klisharis. The Gemara says this is not a good proof. It may be that all agree that the flute playing is essential, and the machlekes is whether we learn the other klisharis from the flute. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that we do, and Rebbe says since a flute cannot be made of metal because it would affect its sound, we cannot learn out other klisharis from it. The Gemara says another reason this is not a good proof is because it may be that all agree that only the singing is essential, and it may be that all would say that we cannot learn the other klisharis from the flute. However, Rebbe dashens a psukim regarding the menorah using a klal uprat, with the result being that all klisharis must be made of metal like the menorah. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda dashens a psukim using the ribuyomiyot method, which results in allowing klisharis to be made of any material other than earthenware.